Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Guest speaker, our son, Juwan Speller. Please, enjoy.
Everything's going to be all right. We wish every day could be like Sunday. Well, today is Sunday. Let's praise the Lord today. You know, last week I stumbled upon a vitamin that I believe all Christians should take. So everyone get your pens out and your paper. And when you get there, say amen. Because I'm going to tell you this vitamin is very important. It's essential to every Christian's life. Are you ready for it? I said, are you ready for it? The vitamin that you got to take. You can't take the generic version of this because it won't do the whole thing. Don't take the generic version because you don't want to pay the full price. No, with this one, you got to get the natural one. You got to pay the full 100% price of it. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? It is B1. I don't think some of you got it. I said it was B1. Well, today's title of the sermon is, are you following the crowd or are you following Jesus? If you can, will you stand with me with a reading of God's word? Turn to Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Say amen. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in the adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Amen. Let's pray. Now, Father God, we're trying to heaven. We thank you for this beautiful day and this beautiful Sunday. We really feel the Spirit moving here. We pray that you continue keeping it moving. We pray that you use me only as a lightning rod for your word so that people can hear what you want them to hear. I pray that you use me, Lord, and everyone gets the message. And pray that everyone takes something from this message today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to be talking about following Jesus. You know, a lot of people get saved and they don't understand that after you get saved, there is a cost. Sure, the gift is free, but the cost of following Jesus is high. They don't take that into account. One step in following Jesus is very simple. Jesus must come first. Above all things, make sure you put Jesus first, because when you stop putting Jesus first, he's going to take those things down. Anything that goes before Jesus is called a what? A God. And we don't want any extra false gods in our life. The only God that we should have is the one with the big G. You got to deny yourself. That was in the scripture. Deny yourself. Now, what does deny yourself mean? It's pretty simple. Deny yourself means whatever you think is right is probably wrong. Whatever Jesus says is right. Don't try to think you're smarter than Jesus, because you're not. You're not even 1% smarter than him. So just do what he says. Jesus was that perfect example. I'm sure he was a little afraid to die. He felt the pain. He knew what was going to happen, but he said, you know what? Whatever the Lord's will, be done. Because he knew the Lord had his greater benefit in store for him. He knew he was never going to lead him astray. So all he did was follow Jesus. He denied himself. And that's what we got to do as Christian folk. We got to deny ourselves to our own knowledge and understanding. Take up your cross. See, a lot of people, they don't really understand the take up your cross for it. If you can you turn with me to Luke chapter 14, verse 27. Yes, amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.